Science and technology.
Climate change, a sinking feeling. Sea levels are rising twice as fast as had been thought.
Science and politics are inextricably linked. At a scientific conference on climate change held this week in Copenhagen, four environmental experts announced that sea levels appear to be rising almost twice as rapidly as had been forecast by the United Nations just 2 years ago. The warning is aimed at politicians who will meet in the same city in December to discuss the same subject, and perhaps to thrash out an international agreement to counter it. The reason for the rapid change in the predicted rise in sea levels is a rapid increase in the information available. In 2007, when the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change convened by the UN made its prediction that sea levels would rise by between 18 centimetres and 59 centimetres by 2100, a lack of knowledge about how the polar ice caps were behaving was behind much of the uncertainty. Since then, they've been closely monitored, and the results are disturbing. Both the Greenland and the Antarctic caps have been melting at an accelerating rate. It is this melting ice that's raising sea levels much faster than had been expected. Indeed, scientists now reckon that sea levels will rise by between 50 centimetres and 100 centimetres by 2100, unless action is taken to curb climate change. Konrad Steffen of the University of Colorado, Boulder, leads one study of the Greenland ice sheet. He told the conference that this sheet is melting not only because it's warmer, but also because water seeping through its crevices is breaking it up. This effect had been neglected in the earlier report. The impact of the melting ice has been measured by John Church of the Centre for Australian Weather and Climate Research. He told the conference that satellite and ground-based systems showed that sea levels have been rising more rapidly since 1993 than they were earlier in the 20th century. He's concerned that more climate change could cause a further acceleration in this rate. Stefan Rahmstorf of the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research has examined data stretching over 125 years that link increases in sea temperatures to rises in sea levels. He told the conference that, based on past experience, I expect that sea level rise will accelerate as the planet gets hotter. He was supported in this view by the fourth expert, Eric Rigneau, of the University of California, Irvine, who called for the world's leaders to slash the emission of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. Advanced negotiations on the UN Climate Change Conference are due to begin in Bonn in just over a fortnight's time. The scientists hope that their startling warnings will change the outcome of that pre-meeting meeting. With much still to argue over, they hope that a clear scientific lead will both help to narrow the room for disagreement and galvanise the desire to get a treaty agreed.